Well, don't let that more mellow prelude lull you into sleep, because today is a very festive day. This is All You Need Is Love Sunday. And I have to say that in the 24 years that I've been a pastor, this is the very first time that we've ever done anything like this before. But it was a very fun experience at our first service, and I trust and pray that you will enjoy this, because I think if you are visiting today, this is an experience of St. Mark, probably at our best. We value creativity, art, and music, and those God-given gifts, and today is a celebration of such. And it's a Lessons and Carols type of format, where there are scripture readings, followed by some Beatles tunes. And we invite you to join in and sing along and just give thanks and praise to God for the many blessings. And Pastor Eric, you want to say a little bit more about the service?
Like I said in the first service, there are only 22 songs. So actually, that's probably a world record for any service ever. But I'll have to check with Guinness Book of World Records. So the lyrics are in the bulletin for just about all of them. So if you know it, sing along. And if you don't know it, well, then sing along, right? And, you know, lyrics are sacred if you make them sacred and we're in a sacred space. So just let everything flow with the lyrics and the words of Scripture and everything we do today.
So many of these songs have to do with love, and I invite you to think about those lyrics and words as God's love for us and our love for God. And I think that will assist with the sacredness of the lyrics. David, I know you have an announcement. While David's coming up, we are receiving new members in November, on November 20th. We're having new member orientations on the 6th and the 13th. Only need to come to one of those. And if you are interested in joining, even if you have already just spoken with me, would you please follow up and speak with me again? I misplaced my original list, and I want to make sure I don't miss anyone. So please confirm with me if this is something that interests you in joining St. Mark.
Every week when St. Mark gathers to worship, towards the end of the service, we have the prayers for the people. And for a long time, among them, the mission and ministry of St. Mark that we have been praying for is the Safi School Project in Tanzania, East Africa. If you have ever wondered what we are praying for and who we are praying for and why we are praying for them, on November 5th, Saturday, 2 weeks from yesterday, from 10 to 12 in the parish hall, we'll be having a brunch, and there's a face behind all those prayers, and you will see some of those and hear about them on that day. I have talked briefly, there's something in this area called Project Hope, to give hope to kids. And when I was talking to somebody involved in that, and he said, you know, they have actually done scientific studies on hope. And what I remember especially is this. He said, what's the difference between wishful thinking, you know, and hope? The difference from the study is there's a path, a way to get from here to there, and that's hope. Hope has a path, a way. And you could maybe even be that path, that hope for some kids halfway around the world, where some of the few that make it possible. So, November 5th from 10. Talk to me or anyone from Safi if you can come. Thanks.
Thank you, David. Let us stand together as we sing and remember that God loves us 8 days a week.
8 days a week, I love you. 8 days a week is not enough to show I care.
Gather to remember that God is our creator, and we know that every time we feel the sun shining on our face, we gather to remember that we are all in this together like in a yellow submarine. We gather because sometimes we are lonely, and we were built for partnership and friendship and community. We gather to receive God's continual grace in our lives so that we can be free like a blackbird. And in our deepest moments, we gather together to remember that it is all about love. Love is all you need. Thanks be to God.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed the sea. And he told us of his life in the land. Submarines, so we sailed up to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. Submarine, a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. And our friends are all aboard, many more of them live next door. And the band begins to play.
submarine.
What's that?
Loyola submarine.
I said
we all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine.
As we live
the life of ease. Every one of us has all we need.
Sky of blue.
Sky of blue.
And sea of green.
Sea of green.
In our yellow.
In our yellow.
Submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
What's that? Oh. Here we go.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
Huh?
A yellow submarine.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you have gifted us with creativity and music and the joy of fellowship. We ask on this day that you send your spirit of laughter and contemplation, your spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of freedom to be known and loved by you. We thank you that Jesus showed us the way. In his name we pray. Amen. You may go ahead and be seated.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been near. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles return into their faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Sun, 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 here it comes. 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 Darling, I feel that ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. It's all right.
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
mix up the rice in the church where the wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father McKenzie wiping the dirt from the hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saying, all the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Holy wisdom, holy word.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. Blind as you.
wants to see. Nowhere man can you see.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths and right paths for his namesake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy? Make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy. See that isn't shown. Know where you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. It's easy. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all we 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 need.
If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it. Time you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. For well you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making this world a little. Found you, now go and get her. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better, 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 better. Oh. Thank you.
Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely then, now that we have been justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. But more than that, we even boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Sunday morning creeping like a nun. Monday's child has learned to tie his bootlace. See how they run. Lady Madonna, baby at your breast, wondering how you manage to feed the rest. Madonna, lying on the bed, listening to the music playing in your head. Tuesday afternoon is never ending. Sunday morning papers didn't come. Thursday night your stockings needed mending. See how they run. Lady Madonna, children at your feet, wondering how you manage to make ends meet.
Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, well, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him. And when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, "Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend." Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This is the gospel of the Lord.
This is one just for the congregation to sing. We're just going to sit and listen to you. We'll help you out, though.
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
The long and winding road that leads to your door. Seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy night that the rain washed away. Tears crying for hearts have cried. In any way, you'll never know the many ways I've tried. And still they lead me back to the long and winding road. You left me standing there a long, long time ago. Don't leave me waiting here. Lead me to your door. Yeah, yeah.
Now on that same day, two of the disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and before all people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and beside all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it, just as the women had said. But they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Help, I need somebody, help. Not just anybody, help. You know I need someone to help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. I finally changed my mind, I've opened up the doors. Help.
appreciate your being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Now and now my life is changing, oh, so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze.
I invite you to stand as we confess our faith by speaking the words written by our confirmation class. We believe God is almighty, creative, merciful, loving, and forgiving. God created the earth and all living things, like trees, people, bugs, turtles, sloths, penguins, ducks, pigs, and elephants. God created the whole universe. We believe Jesus is God's Son. Jesus was courageous and stood up for what he believed. He healed people, did miracles, told parables, and taught us to be kind. Jesus died on the cross for us and was resurrected. We believe the Holy Spirit is the presence of God with us. We are the church. We are the people of God who are called to live good lives and teach each other about God's word. Amen. You may go ahead and be seated for this special music.
Let it be, yeah.
To stand as you are able as we join our hearts together in prayer.
Set free by the truth of God's gracious love, we pray for the church, the world, and all of God's creation, good creation. Only you are righteous, O God. Lead your church to true repentance so that we may reflect your light and truth to the world. Hear us, O God. Only you can bring rain, O God, but with those who lack clean water or must walk miles to quench their thirst, hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Only you can judge the nations, O God. Raise up leaders with humble hearts so that your peace spreads across the earth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Only you can bring healing, O God. Be with all whose hearts ache, who hold out empty hands, who long for forgiveness. Comfort the grieving and heal the sick, especially those we name now before you now, either silently or out loud. Hear us, O God. Only you know the depths of our hearts, O God. Call this congregation to loving action in your name and open our eyes to what you are doing among us. Be with Mountain View Elementary School, the Ministry of the Sophie School Project, and the Living Stones Prison Ministry. Bless the work of the Thurston County Food Bank and give us safe shelter to homeless families and unaccompanied youth in our community. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy.
Those who live in your house are happy, O God. Keep us by your grace until we join the saints around your throne. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord, hear the prayers that we offer to you now, those we speak silently within our own hearts, and those we speak out loud.
Gracious God, we pray that you bless and be with Trevor Shaw as he leaves today to for service in the military. We pray that you would lead him and guide him and protect him and keep him in your care. We pray for Terry and for Jennifer and for Owen as they experience this change in their family, and be with them too. Hold them all in your love, hold them all in your grace, as you promise to hold each and every one of us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Into your loving hands, faithful God, we place ourselves and our prayers, spoken and unspoken, trusting in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Please greet one another with the peace of the Lord.
I'm going to sit around this way for some reason.
seated as we take time to take our gifts and offerings.
Stand as you are able. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let our church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. If there's anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you. I've got everything that you want, like a heart that's oh so true. Just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you. I've got arms that long to hold you and keep you by my side. I've got lips that long to kiss
you, and hold you satisfied. If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do, just call me and I'll send it along with love from me to you. If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you, to you, to you, to you.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks to God, and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Take hold of the life that really is life. Come and take your place at the table. Thanks be to God. You may go ahead and be seated for communion. And just because we have the instruments here, it will be a little easier for you all to come down the aisle where Jan is walking, come around, and then return, and then come around that way and return, and we'll do the best we can. So, thank you. All are welcome at the Lord's table. Please come.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I can cry with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry you to be alone?
How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
I can cry with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Do you need anybody? I want somebody to love. Would you believe in a love at first sight?
Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but I know that it's mine. Oh, I get by
with a little help from my friends. Ooh, I can try with a little help from my friends. I can try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love.
What would you believe in love at first sight?
Yes, I'm doing it. I don't know
the time. When you turn out the lights,
I can't tell you, but I know that it's mine.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends.
I can cry with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help with my friends. With a little help from my friends.
I invite you to please stand for the blessing for communion. Now may these gifts of life, the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you, encourage you, and keep you in God's grace. Amen.
Let us pray. We come again to you, O God, giving you thanks that in this feast of mercy you have embraced us and healed us, making us one in the body of Christ. Go with us on our way, equip us for every good work, that we may continue to give you thanks by embracing others, excuse me, with mercy and healing through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Before I offer the benediction, how about we give a big hand to our musicians? Thank you, John, Terry, Eric, and Benjamin. We really appreciate having you here today. Thank you. Now, Almighty God, send you light and truth to keep you all the days of your life. The hand of God protect you, the holy angels accompany you, and the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen. Amen.
There's been lots of borrow in the marketplace. Molly is the singer in the band. Desmond says to Molly, girl, I like your face. And Molly says it's as she takes him by the hand. Oh, blah-dee, oh, blah-da, life goes on. Lolly, lolly, life goes on. I can't hear you. Oh, blah-dee, oh, blah-da, life goes on. Takes a trolley to the Euless store, buys a 20-carat golden ring, takes it back to Molly waiting at the door. too as she begins to sing.
Sing.
Oh, la dee, oh, la da, la goes on. La, 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 la goes on. Oh, la dee, oh, la da, la goes on. La, 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 la goes on. In a couple of years, they have built their home, sweet Molly Jones. Happy ever after in the marketplace. Desmond lets the children lend a hand. Molly stays at home and does his pretty face. And in the evening she's still singing with the band.
Seven, eight, nine, ten, I love you. A, B, C, D, can I bring my friend to tea? E, F, G, H, I, J, I love you.
Bum, 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 ba, bum.
Sail the ship.
Bum, ba, bum.
Chop the tree.
Bum, ba, bum.
Skip the rope.
Bum, ba, bum.
Look at me.
All together now.
Black, white, green, red, does it matter what I said? Pink, brown, yellow, orange, blue, I love you. All together now.
Bum, 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 bum.
Sail the ship.
Bum, bum, bum.
Chop the tree.
Bum, bum, bum.
Skip the rope.
Bum, bum, bum.
Look at me. Love is all you need. 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 Love is all you need.
is all you need. Love is all you need.
Love is all you need.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.